It's always a great joy to be with you folks.
每次来我们教会都是非常令人愉快的。
And I'd like to start with appreciating Ju with all of the hard work that she does every time that I'm here. You have to translate that. My sermons are not very good, but when she translates them, they are great. All right, we're going to start with a game today. How many of you are familiar with the game Jeopardy?
Okay. Jeopardy?
The category are quotes. These are famous quotes, and you have to tell me in the form of a question who said this quote. The general to whom these words were spoken, be strong and of good courage, do not fear nor be afraid. Joshua, there you go, $200. $200. It's worth coming to church today. Just see the treasure on the way out.
他刚才他就挣到200块钱。
400. This Chinese proverb says, once bitten by a snake, one is afraid at the sight of a mere rope. I heard it over here. $400 over here. This is getting better. 600. He said, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles. Yes. Very good. Do you want to translate any of this?
Oh, I think they get it.
Okay. All right, 800. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will blank no evil. What is fear? Very good. And for 1,000. According to 1 John 4, this casts out fear. Love, right. Perfect love casts out fear. So what do all of those quotes have in common?
这些说的这些话里面都提到一个什么主题呢?
It's all about fear.
都是关于惧怕,恐惧。
And I want to take you on a journey today, moving from fear to faith.
所以今天就带领大家走到一条这个路上,把你们从恐惧中带到信心里面。
Now fear has plagued mankind since the beginning of time.
从人类一开始,大家心里面就有恐惧。
Here are some people, famous people, and their fears.
下面看一些名人, 他们都各自有各自害怕的东西。
Julius Caesar.
尤利乌斯凯撒。
Very few people know, but he was afraid of thunderstorms.
很少有人知道,这个人他其实很怕雷雨天气。
When a storm started to form together, he would literally shake and quiver.
当雷雨快来的时候,他真的就会浑身发抖。
Peter the Great is one of the greatest czars of Russia.
彼得大帝是沙皇里面最杰出的一个。
And he was terrified at crossing bridges.
他最怕过桥。
Now, these are wooden bridges over in Europe.
以前都是木头桥。
I can't imagine him going across the Golden Gate or the George Washington Bridge.
所以更难想象,如果他要去过那个金门大桥,或者哪些更大的桥,他会怕成什么样?
King Louis XV was afraid of death.
法王路易十五,他最怕死亡。
So he actually passed the law that made it a criminal offense to mention death in his presence.
所以他就通过了一项法律,规定如果有谁敢在他面前提到死亡这个字,就是犯罪。
That's a man that's afraid.
那就是因为他很害怕。
And Stalin.
斯大林。
Stalin was so afraid that he had 8 separate bedroom chambers.
斯大林也生活在恐惧当中,以至于他给自己造了8个卧室。
And these were like bank vaults that no one could get into.
就像那个银行里面藏金条的那个地方,没有人能进得去。
Because he was so afraid of being assassinated.
因为他非常害怕被别人暗杀。
Mental health experts tell us that there are many people that are filled with anxiety today.
心理学家告诉我们，在现今的世界上，很多人心里都充满了恐惧和不安。
In fact, the United States has been voted by these experts as being the most anxious nation in the world.
这些专家们评出美国是世上最焦虑不安的一个国家。
About one third of the people in the United States are dealing with anxiety right now.
就在这个时候，在美国大约有三分之一的人正在心里面充满焦虑。
So that would be like this section of the congregation would be filled with anxiety.
就好像这一排人都很焦虑。
You can see that they're not because they're all smiling.
也不是因为他们正在笑。
But about 40 million people, this has transitioned into a disorder.
这当中四千万人就会身体上出现一些个疾病，反常。
Where now they can't even function in society.
他们甚至不能正常的生活。
And then the extreme is what we would call phobias.
以至于到了一个称作为恐惧症的这么一种状态。
I've listed a few phobias here. Whoops.
有一些人就是世上有很多恐惧症。
I'll just tell you a few of them.
就是告诉大家一些。
I don't know how you're going to translate this, but a claustrophobia.
比如说惧怕那个狭窄的地方。
That is when you're fear of a tight spaces.
就是一个人他很怕自己在一个很小的空间。
Agoraphobia is fear of open spaces.
另外一种惧怕就是惧怕那种宽敞的地方。
Balacrophobia is a fear of baldness.
还有一种恐惧就是秃头恐惧症。
I suffer from it many years ago.
牧师很多年前他就有这种恐惧症。
And one that you might not like to know today is a homilophobia. Homilophobia. That is a fear of sermons.
还有一种就是听到恐惧症。
So if you're sitting there saying, how long is this going on? You probably have homilophobia.
如果在座的有哪位心里面想，哎呀，这个什么时候才结束？你可能就患有这种听到恐惧症。
But we do live in a culture in which fear is very much, very present in our lives.
但是我们现在生活的这个时代，这个文化就是这样，人们心中充满了恐惧。
People are afraid of losing their jobs.
人们害怕失去工作。
People are fearful of paying their bills.
害怕去付账单。
They're afraid of the future, what's going to happen.
害怕未来，不知道发生什么事情。
There's fear of terrorism.
害怕恐怖分子。
There's fear of diseases like SARS disease.
害怕传染病，比如说萨斯。
There's fear of superstorms. We're supposed to get one superstorm every 100 years.
还有人害怕大风暴，好像因为好像人的历史每一百年就要有一个大的风暴。
We're now getting them every 6 months.
我们好像现在每隔六个月就可以来一次。
One common message in the Bible. This is what God says over 360 times.
神在圣经里面讲了360多次。
He says, "Do not fear."
他说不要怕。
That is mentioned 366 times in the Bible. Do not fear. Do not be afraid.
在整本圣经里面，不要怕讲了366次。
We're told 16 times, "Love one another."
这个圣经里面告诉我们要互相爱对方，讲了16次。
So if you're sitting here today and there is fear or anxiety in your heart, God knows that, and He wants to help you.
如果你今天坐在那里，心里充满了恐惧、焦虑，神其实是知道了，而且他想要帮助你。
I personally like you to think in terms of what you're anxious about in your own heart.
我现在就想请大家想一想自己到底怕什么。
So maybe you want to write it down on a piece of paper or have it close by you. But when we work through this strategy, bring that against your anxiety.
你可能会把它写下来，写在一张纸上。我们今天就要讲一讲怎么对付这种恐惧。
In Psalm 27, God gives us four strategies.
在诗篇27篇，神给了我们对付这种恐惧的四个策略。
The first strategy we're going to call the war strategy.
第一个策略我们称之为战争策略。
David is in great conflict as we begin this psalm.
在诗篇里面，大卫他正在经历很大的这种别人来害他。
He says, "Evil men are advancing against him."
他说，邪恶的人来以他为敌。
Now we don't know if this was when he was fleeing from King Saul or when he was fleeing from his son Absalom.
我们不知道他写这首诗的时候是在逃是从扫罗那儿逃走呢，还是逃避他的儿子亚沙龙。
But what David says is that when he gets in the midst of a conflict, he turns to God, his general, for salvation.
但是当大卫身处这种冲突当中的时候。他会去投靠他的将军，就是他的神。
See, as Christians, we're going to always be in conflict.
作为一个基督徒，我们都是时刻面对这种冲突。
If you decide I'm going to follow Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, you're going to face persecution from our culture.
当你向世人宣称你是跟随主耶稣基督的时候，你必然会受到来自世上的攻击。
You're going to face an attack from the enemy, Satan.
你必然会受到来自魔鬼撒旦的搅扰和攻击。
So every person in this room is finding themselves at some point in your life in a spiritual battle.
所以在座的各位在你生命中的各个阶段都会发现你或多或少是处在一种征战当中。
So what do you do when you find yourself in trials and tribulations?
所以当你们发现自己身处这种试炼或者磨难当中的时候会怎么办呢
David says here, the Lord is my light.
大卫说耶和华是我的亮光。
That term light is used over 500 times in the Bible.
在圣经里面亮光被提到500多次。
The world is pictured as a place of darkness, and yet the light is shining in the darkness.
我们所处的世代是个黑暗的世代但是神那里有亮光。
The light is a picture of truth.
亮光代表真理。
Light is a picture of hope.
亮光代表希望。
In the end, light is going to win the battle.
在最后，亮光一定会战胜邪恶。
And this light is found in God Himself.
这个亮光就是从神那里来的。
I heard the story of a young boy who was afraid of the dark.
以前有个故事说有个小男孩很怕黑。
Many of the young people mentioned up here that darkness was one of their fears.
刚才很多小朋友也说他们怕黑。
And the father said to his son, I want you to go out on the back porch and get the broom.
他爸爸就告诉他说，请你到后面阳台上把那个笤帚拿过来。
And the boy pleaded with his father, Dad, I'm so afraid of the dark.
那小男孩就求他爸爸说，爸爸，我很怕黑。
And the father said, Jesus is on the porch.
他爸爸说，耶稣在阳台上呢。
So the son went over to the door.
所以小孩就过去开了门。
And he pushed it open.
他把门打开。
And he said, Jesus, would you give me the broom?
然后他说，耶稣啊，你把笤帚递给我好不好？
And while we laugh at that, it's funny, but the truth is, Jesus is on the porch.
虽然我们笑这个孩子的无知可爱，其实事实上，耶稣真的就在那个阳台上。
Jesus is in the dark.
耶稣就是在黑暗里面。
Jesus is in your unemployment.
耶稣就是在你被裁员裁掉的时候。
And he can bring light even in dark places.
耶稣他就能在你生命中最黑暗的时刻带来亮光。
Jesus, the general here is also called my salvation, verse 1.
第一节还提到说我的拯救。
That is the actual word for Joshua.
那就是约书亚他提到的。
Salvation means Joshua in Hebrew. In Greek, it's Jesus.
在这个拯救这个词在希伯来语就是叫Joshua.
So when we talk about the Lord, He is our light and He is also our salvation.
所以当我们提到我们的神，他第一是我们的亮光，而且是我们的拯救。
He is the one who is going to rescue us.
他是来拯救我们的。
He is the one that's going to deliver us.
他是来救我们脱离困境的。
He is the one that's going to protect us.
他是来保护我们的。
We don't need to be afraid.
我们不需要害怕。
So if I go from this place and tonight I find myself in a dark alley,
如果今天牧师回家的时候发现自己走在一个 很黑暗的小巷子里，
and five big men come up to me and they say, your money or your life.
前面过来五个彪形大汉说你要不给钱要不你就送命，
I'm going to be in a dangerous spot.
那个时候牧师会处在一个很危险的环境当中。
But if I see someone coming down the alley, I could have hope.
但是如果这时候他看到巷子里面有人走过来，他心里就有希望了。
I would say, maybe this person is going to rescue me.
他会想，哎，也许这个人能救我。
But it depends on the character of that person.
但是呢，取决于那个人是什么人。
If that person is Napoleon Dynamite,
如果那个人是拿破仑炸药，
I'm in bad shape.
那他就惨了。
I'm not going to be rescued.
没有人能救他了。
But if that person is Jackie Chan,
如果那个人是成龙，
this is good.
那可能就挺好。
He will rescue me.
他肯定会来救我。
But let me tell you today that Jesus Christ is better than having Jackie Chan.
所以今天告诉大家，你有耶稣比有成龙要好得多。
Because Jesus Christ is our stronghold.
因为主耶稣基督是我们的力量。
He is our fortress.
是我们的高台。
He is our refuge.
是我们避难所。
And when we trust in him, he will protect us.
当我们信靠他的时候，他会保护我们。
So here's your strategy for how to practice the war strategy for fear.
所以现在就是你们怎么样操练这个战争策略。
Tomorrow when you get out of bed,
明天你起床的时候，
I want you to stand aside of your bed.
你站在床的一边，
and salute the general,
向你的将军致敬，
General Jesus,
说耶稣我的将军，
and say, yes Lord, I'm here for your service,
说、是主我在这里为你工作，
put Jesus as the general of your life,
把耶稣视作你生命中的将军，
and no matter what battle you're facing, you will be victorious.
不论你在打什么样的战役，你都会得胜。
That is the war strategy.
那就是我们的战争策略。
Let's go on to the worship strategy.
我们下面讲敬拜策略。
David's victories were won because he had a private worship of Jesus Christ.
大卫能够赢得他的征战，是因为他非常的赞美神。
David was a busy man.
大卫是个非常忙的人。
He had a kingdom that he had to run.
他可要治理一个国家。
He had an economy that he had to preside over.
他还要去管理这个国家的经济。
There were many diplomats that came to visit him.
还有很多外交使臣来拜访。
There were newspaper reporters that were always asking him for interviews.
还有很多记者要来采访他。
There were guys from the Pentagon showing him the latest in chariot defense.
还有他们国防部的人要把他们最新设计的战车的图样拿给他看。
There were charities that he needed to go to and kiss little babies.
还有很多慈善机构他要去参观，去亲那些小孩子。
Plus he had 8 wives.
他还有八个太太。
And a bus full of kids.
还有家里面有很多孩子。
That is the definition of a busy man.
那真的是个非常忙的人。
But if you asked him, David, what is on the top of your priority list?
但是如果你问他，大卫，你生命中最重要的一件事是什么呢？
On your to-do list that you have today, what is number one on your to-do list?
你今天所要干的一切事情当中，最首要的一件是什么呢？
What would David have said?
大卫会怎么说呢？
To worship God.
敬拜神。
One thing I ask.
我有一件事我曾求耶和华。
This is what I seek.
我仍要寻求。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
He was a man that had a heart after God.
这就是一个合神心意的人。
David messed up big time in his life.
大卫在生命中也曾做过很多坏事。
Yet he was a man that wanted to worship God.
但是他非常渴望敬拜神。
Let's take a personal inventory of our life.
我们自己审视一下自己的生活。
Tomorrow you go into your job.
明天你去上班。
Your boss invites you into his office.
你老板让你到办公室里面坐一下。
Good news, profits are up.
好消息，我们赚了很多钱。
I'm giving you the day off.
所以我给你一天，你可以休息。
You can leave right now. Do anything you want today.
你今天可以回家了，想做什么就做什么吧。
What do you do?
那你会做什么呢？
Tempted to play some tennis, some golf.
可能会去打打网球，打打高尔夫。
Catch up on the chores.
或者就干一些家务。
Would any of us say, "This is great"? I'm going to go spend some extra time with God.
有没有人会想，太好了，我要好好去和神亲近一下。
This is what happens in our lives.
这就是我们生活中发生的。
We can only have worship or worry in our hearts at the same time.
我们心里面如果不装满了对神的敬拜赞美，那就是装满了对世上的忧虑。
When we cut down on our worship and we say this is just the, well, I worship Sunday afternoons for an hour.
你们可能会告诉自己，我每个星期天都去敬拜啊。
Then our hearts only have that much worship in them.
那么我们的心里面只有那么一小块地方是敬拜的。
But what happened if you would worship every day?
如果你每天都去敬拜神。
And actually your whole life would be an act of worship.
而且你整个人的生命都是一个活的敬拜。
Then your worship's going to be this big in your heart.
那你心里面就会有这么大的地方是去敬拜。
And guess how big worry is going to be?
那么你的恐惧就会缩成很小。
That big.
就会那样小。
Our choice.
这是你的选择。
Our strategy.
这是我们的策略。
Notice in this text here it says, I will sing and make music to the Lord. It also says, I will shout with joy.
他说我要唱歌歌颂耶和华。
Okay, pretend for a moment that your heart's a little bit filled with anxiety.
现在想象假如你的心里面充满了焦虑。
This is a cheer that we do at Easter. I want to warm you up for it.
这个是我们要做的一个事情。
I say this, he is risen.
他就在复活节说他已经复活了。
And you, the church, say back to me, he is risen indeed. Have you ever done this? Okay, some of you have. Okay, let's go over that again. Pretty simple here. I'm going to say, he is risen.
牧师说他复活了。
And you shout back to me, he is risen indeed. Okay?
你们就说他真的复活了。
We'll try it. He is risen!
他复活了。
He is risen! He is risen!
He is risen.
All right, yeah, anybody have any fear in their heart now?
那你现在心里
It's gone!
现在心里还有恐惧吗？应该没有了。
There is something that is absolutely wonderful and amazing when we enter into worship and we give God the center of our hearts.
当我们进入对神的敬拜并且把我们的心的最深处交给神的时候，那么非常奇妙的事情就发生了。
So tomorrow morning you're going to get up.
所以明天早上你起来。
You're going to stand aside of your bed.
站在床边。
You're going to salute the general.
向你的将军致敬。
And you're going to say, General, what's the plan for today?
你说将军，今天我们要干什么？
Then you're going to go over.
然后你就过去。
You're going to open your Bible up.
打开你的圣经。
You're going to read some verses in your Bible.
读一些经节。
And then you're going to sing a song.
然后唱一首诗歌。
Not just sing it, you're going to shout with joy.
不仅仅是唱，你要大声的欢呼赞美。
Now if you get up before anybody in your family, you need to do this in the bathroom.
如果你起得很早的时候，你就自己在厕所里面干这个事情。
Because you don't want to wake anybody up.
因为你不想把别人吵到。
But go in the bathroom and sing a song of praise to the Lord.
到一个没人的地方，大声唱一首赞美神的诗歌。
That will increase your worship.
那会使你的敬拜更加的有意义。
That will shrink your worry.
那就使你的 焦虑减少。
On to our third strategy, and that is the walking strategy.
第三个策略就是同行的策略。
The atmosphere changes here. We're now going to move from the tabernacle to the marketplace.
现在我们要换一个场景，从神的圣殿来到世上的集市。
We can't stay in church all week long. We have to go back to our homes and to the world.
我们总不能整天待在教会里，总有一天我们要到世上，到自己的生活当中。
But David's great desire is that God would walk with him every moment of the day.
大卫他最深的渴望就是当他在世上行走的时候，神也和他同行。
He says, "My heart says."
他说我的心。
Seek the Lord.
寻求。
Your face I will seek.
我要寻求你的面。
And it's just not for a moment. It's seeking the Lord's face all day long. We want to see God working in our world.
他整天要寻求神的面，因为我们想要看到神是如何在我们的世界上做工的。
In verse 11, he says, "Teach me your ways. Lead me in a straight path."
教导我当行的路。
So what the desire of the psalmist David here is that he realizes he wants to bring God into his day.
大卫他知道他最想把神带入他的生活的每一天。
We have something that we call God sightings at our church.
在牧师的教会他们发明了一个词语叫做发现神。
And this is what I want to create in everyone here.
他也想在我们教会来倡导这个事情。
That you would see God working in your world every day.
就是怎么样能够发现看神怎么样在你的生活中在你的周围做事的。
A God sighting is any obvious answer to prayer.
首先那可能就是很明显神听了你的祷告应允了你的祷告。
Any unexpected evidence of God's care.
而且你会觉得神对你格外的眷顾怜悯。
There have been several times in my life when I should have died.
在牧师他自己生活中有好几次都差点死了。
And God spared me.
但是神救了他。
And I say thank you, Lord.
所以他说谢谢神。
So I could be here today with you.
所以今天我可以跟你在一起。
Any unusual linkage of time.
还有一些不同寻常的事情的巧合，时间的巧合。
There were so many times when I read God's word in the morning.And then someone in the afternoon needs to hear something I just read.
很多时候，牧师早上读了一些经节，到下午就会碰到一些人，正好是需要他早上读到的那些经节，他就告诉他们。
And I start to jump up and down and say, I know what you need.
然后他就特别兴奋说，我就知道肯定是不白读的。
Because God just taught me that this morning.
因为神刚刚告诉他，早上刚跟他讲了这些话。
Fourth, any help to do God's work in the world.
或者你当你为神做工的时候，你得到了一些帮助。
When we get into a situation, say, "Lord, I'm so tired, I can't do this."
有的时候你会觉得，神啊，我太累了，我做不了这些事情。
And then God gives you strength.
然后神就给你加添力量。
That's Him working.
那就是他在做工。
And the final one would be hearing God's voice and Him directing you.
还有一项就是你可以听到神的声音，他在指引你。
This is not a religion that we have here.
我们信的不是一个宗教。
This is a relationship with the living God.
是一个和一个又真又活的神建立的一个关系。
When you see the living God working in your life, it shrinks worry.
当你亲眼见到又真又活的神在你生命中做工的时候，你的焦虑担忧就会缩小了。
So our third strategy will be to open our eyes to see God working.
所以第三个策略就是睁开眼睛看神做工。
The last strategy is a waiting strategy.
最后一个就是等待的策略。
Now I have to confess, I do not like waiting.
牧师他得承认他最不喜欢等待。
I'm an action-oriented person.
他非常的愿意去做点什么事情。
I want everything done right now.
他就愿意说所有的事情立刻就发生。
I don't like to go into stores.
他不想去商店。
Because they make me wait all the time.
因为总是要等。
So when I check out, I look at every one of the. I was in a grocery store yesterday.
所以他在排队的时候，他昨天在一个商店里面。
And I check out how many people are in line and how many items they have.
他就去看看看每一条那个收银的那条有多少人，每个人有多少东西。
I also check out the quality of the cashier.
他还要去看那个收银员动作快不快。
And I line up with my calculating mind which line is going to be fastest.
他心里在计算哪条最快。
And I can tell you this, absolutely.
他可以肯定的告诉大家。
I always choose the wrong line.
他经常选择那个错的那条，对。
Because God is teaching me patience.
因为神要教导他一个耐心的功课。
Because when we wait for the Lord,That's when we see the goodness of the Lord.
因为当我们在等候神的时候，我们会看到神的荣美和他的好处。
The goodness of God and waiting go together.
等候神和神的好处是非常相关的。
And I don't like that.
所以就是他应该习惯这样。
Because I don't want to wait for the goodness of God.
所以如果他没有耐心等候的时候，那也就说明他不想要神的好处。
So God gives me timeouts.
所以神就会把他罚站。
I'm experiencing a timeout right now.
他现在正在经历这种神给他一个去罚站的这么一个经历。
Over the last 2 weeks, God's given me a timeout.
在刚过去的两周，他正在被神惩罚。
2 weeks ago, I was on a prayer retreat and I was walking across a field and I slipped on the ice.
两周以前，他正在外面滑倒了。
Now, I caught myself, which was not good. Because what happened was I threw my back out.
他那个时候就摔得很不好。
This is what I know. I'm walking on the ice, and I slip, and I caught myself, and I didn't fall, but I ripped my back. So,
他滑了一下，虽然没摔倒，但是因为他挣扎了一下，把腰给扭了。
So all last week, I walked around like this.
所以整个一周，他都走路都直不起腰来。
It, when I could walk, there were times I couldn't walk.
就是他不都走不了路的时候。
So I was on my back a lot.
所以他就只能躺着。
And God was good.
但是神是好的。
He spoke to me.
他对他讲话。
But he said that's not enough of a timeout.
但是神告诉他说你的惩罚还不够。
So Monday of this week, I'm in my office at 9 o'clock in the morning.
所以这周早上九点他在办公室的时候。
And I'm fine.
他一开始还好好的。
And 10 o'clock, I got vertigo.
但是十点的时候就开始天旋地转。
So now everything's spinning around and around.
他就觉得身边好多所有的东西都在转来转去。
And I had to go home, and again I was on my back.
所以他又得回家，躺在床上。
But God was good.
但是神是好的。
Because he spoke to me.
而且神对他讲话。
I don't know how long it's going to take me to learn this lesson.
他不知道他这样还要学多久？
But waiting leads to God's goodness.
但是他知道等候神的时候就是发现神的好处的时候。
Do not grow anxious in that time.
不要心里有焦虑。
One final story, and this is my story of my life.
最后再讲一个他自己亲身的经历。
In 1985, our church was going through a very difficult time in Stamford, Connecticut.
在1985年的时候，他所在的教会在斯坦福这个地方经历了一个很大的变动。
In church terms, we were going through what they call the culture wars, the worship wars.
就是用一个教会的行话，就是说他们正在经历一个文化上的一个战争。
We had 7 guys in our church that played drums.
他们教会有7个男生都会打鼓。
And I said, you know what? If God's given us 7 drummers, let's have drums.
所以牧师觉得，如果神给了他们7个会打鼓的人，那他们就应该使用这7个打鼓的人。
I'm a theologian, and 7 is the perfect number.
而且他觉得好像数字七在圣经里面也是个很好的数字。
Well, that didn't sit too well with some folks that were, you know, in the church for many, many years.
但是呢，他们教会一些很老的人就不太同意。
And as I came into the annual meeting that June of that year, I thought I was going to get fired.
当那年他们要开一个大会的时候，牧师预感到自己可能会被他们解雇了。
My wife and I, we got down on our knees and we said, Lord, you're the general, do whatever you want, we're available, But we're praying for your will to be done.
所以他和他太太就跪在神的面前，向神祷告说：“神呐，你是我们的将军，求你让你的旨意成就。”
And that night, I survived the vote.
那天晚上，他竟然没有被大家投票，竟然没有去让他走人。
But I realized that my congregation was divided almost in half.
但是他意识到他的会众因为这个事情分成两派。
So on June 13th, 1985, I said, Lord, you need to show me what you want me to do.
所以在1985年6月13号的时候，他就向神求说，主啊，求你告诉我该怎么样处理这个事情。
And that day, I was reading Psalm 27.
那天他正好读到诗篇27篇。
And when I got to verse 14,
当他读到14节的时候，
the Lord said, that's what I want you to do.
神说，这就是我让你做的。
I want you to wait.
我想让你等。
And I heard loud and clear that that's what he wanted me to do.
他真的就这样清楚地听到神的指示，神让他等候。
About a half an hour later,
半个小时以后，
one of the women in our church, an elderly woman,
教会的一个年长的姊妹，
her name was Ruby Canning.
叫 Ruby Canning.
And she called me, she said, Pastor, the most unusual thing happened today.
她打电话说，牧师啊，发生了一个非常不可思议的事情。
I was having my quiet time this morning.
我今天早上在和神。
And the Lord told me to call you up and tell you a verse.
神告诉我说，让我给你打电话，跟你分享一个经节。
And she said the verse is Psalm 27, verse 14.
就是诗篇27篇14节。
He said, God wants you to wait.
神让你等候。
Yes, sir.
所以他就说，好，遵命。
I knew exactly what God wanted me to do.
我知道神让我做什么了。
And God's been faithful for all these years.
神在这几年来一直是如此的这样有信实。
So if you're here today with an anxious heart,
如果今天你们心里面有焦虑不安，
make Jesus the general of your life.
求你求耶稣来做你的将军。
Plan time to worship him and shrink the worry in your heart.
把生命中的时间拿出来敬拜神，来缩小心中的恐惧。
Walk with your eyes open to see him working in your world.
在世上行走的时候，睁大了眼睛，看看神怎样在你生命中做工。
And then wait.
然后就是耐心等候。
He will rescue you.
他会救你。
Lord, I pray your blessing on this congregation.
主啊，求你的赐福临到这个教会。
We trust in you, Lord.
我们信靠你，主。
We can't explain everything that happens to us.
我们不能解释我们每个人面临的所有的事情。
But we know that you're a good God.
但是我们知道你是好的神。
We know that you are a loving God.
我们知道你是爱我们的神。
And we know that you are a God who is always present by our side.
我们知道你是永远在我们身边的神。
So today we say goodbye to our fears.
所以今天我们向我们的恐惧说再见。
And we welcome a new level of faith in our lives.
我们要在一个信心的更高的阶段来生活。
Jesus' name we pray this.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.